cue audience. And rolling in 3, 2, 1, take intro.
Re-recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's the Joe and Adam Podcast.
Whoa.
Starting well.
That wasn't meant to happen. It's the Podmas.
He's cancelled himself out at the very beginning.
Oh.
It's the Podmas. As always, pressing the buttons is the master of buttons himself. Mate, it's the final one for the year.
Merry Podmas.
Merry Podmas. And it's a mix-up. Normally we do the pod at a dining room table at my place, and we are down in Geelong.
We've purchased a studio.
We've purchased a studio.
To do this just for one day
sure.
to do a studio.
Yeah, sure.
So.
And we're not alone. If you
nope.
Rumours, did we set the rumours last week maybe? I think we did actually.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I can't even remember.
We had the great man who owns his own segment, which, by the way, is more than we. We don't even have our own segments on this show.
That's what gets the emails coming in each week. I'll bring Craig back.
Yeah. The rumour is he sends them himself.
But, yeah, that's right.
Craig is here for the
hey
final
guys.
Pod. Craig.
Woo! Hello. Woo! It's great to be here. I'm amazed by all the coloured buttons. It's very high tech.
He's been very distracted before it started.
Yeah. It is. I love the buzzer.
We take this seriously.
Yeah, I know you do.
We do.
I know.
Hence
you
why
do.
I'm in the. I've got the Santa hat on.
I noticed that.
We're all going to have.
You
one,
know what?
I've
we
got
were.
One on my desk.
We were discussing earlier today. I think you said he was probably going to have his well-hung shirt on or something. But
I'm disappointed.
It didn't.
I thought
didn't
about
happen.
It, but I had to do some shopping beforehand, and I wasn't quite brave enough to wear it around.
I'm
the
guy
wearing,
district. I'm wearing a black shirt that has toothpaste on it. Which
so,
is nice, isn't it?
Not quite well hung.
It's a nice look.
Close.
It's a nice look.
T-shirt by toothpaste.
If someone famous had put that there, it'd be worth a lot of money.
That's right. Adam, you said to me that you had a plan for how you wanted to kick the show off, and maybe we take a break and come back to it, and I will explain.
And that's literally the plan.
There's a plan.
There's not often that much planning, Craig, to be honest. I will explain to you. We had a little group message between you, Craig, and I
going
around today. And for about 24 hours, I was offline from that group message.
You were just, yep.
And I'll explain to you after this, if you wish, the well-intentioned beginnings, but the debauched ending to that story after this.
On your favourite podcast platform.
It's Joe and Adam.
Adam and Craig, it's nice to have a third mic in, to be honest. Yesterday, as I was just saying, it's been a hectic weekend, Adam, and I'm surprised.
Has it?
I'm surprised I didn't message you because often, Craig, I'll get a message from Adam when he's settling in for a night of revelry, let's call it that, and vice versa. And I just. Last night was so hectic that I didn't even get the chance to let you know what was going on.
I think I'm disappointed.
Yeah, you probably didn't want the phone call. We started...
I would have taken it.
Yeah, you would have. Yeah, our other tradition, Craig, is every New Year's, we're always separated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we just started doing that. And we always give each other a drunk phone call at midnight just to...
5 minutes of, mate.
Mate.
Just,
you'd be out doing your weeding in the garden.
That's why he can't come out, but he still makes a
fake night in the garden.
It started with... well, you know that the people in this story. So my sister is engaged. Obviously, Craig, COVID hits.
Mm.
She's meant to have the engagement party in March.
Mm.
She is a girl who is very much looking forward to the wedding. So the wedding will still go ahead next Feb.
Yep.
But engagement party gets cancelled. So now that restrictions have been eased a bit, you can have, I think, 30 people or something, is it? You can have...
Yeah, something like that.
For a thing.
I don't know.
So
could be more.
We could. We're not the official source.
It's hard to keep
it. Look it up.
Yeah.
But we organised a surprise engagement party for Lil.
All right.
To happen yesterday afternoon. And I don't know. We didn't realise until we got to the party that we told her fiancé. So it probably should have been a surprise for both of them. But we just told him. So he knew the whole time, this run-up. And the thing was, she's a very inquisitive girl, so we had to try and organise this engagement party at mum and dad's without her knowing. And it's meant to be like a 3 p.m. kickoff. Lil's at some other party and she's going to come home early. And so my other sister, who's a maid of honour, goes, well, what do I do to, like, keep her away? Because she's coming home.
That's
saying,
your
well,
job,
mate. I was like, I don't know. So her fiancé gets on the phone to her and he goes, because Dad retired on Friday. And he said, oh, we're having a surprise. We're having a thing for Dad, like a retirement party for your dad. I need you to go.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It was a good thinking by Mum and my brother-in-law.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Bev.
But then he says to Lil, I need you to go and get retirement balloons. So she's made them up. And Lil's going, why can't you guys get them? You're all at home. Like, I'm at a party. He's like, no, I need you to do it. It needs to be you. Like, she's going, all right. And he's like,
do retirement balloons even exist?
No, they don't exist. They don't exist. And he's gone, yeah, we had them, but they popped. So we need some new ones. So she leaves his party early. She then, I found out later, drove to 3 different, like, spotlights and says to this bloke, like, she's aggressively saying, I need retirement balloons. And they're saying, yeah, we don't have them. I don't even think they're a thing. And she's going, don't lie to me. I know they're a thing. My sister bought them this morning. I need some retirement balloons.
That would have kept her occupied.
Yeah, it kept her occupied. So that's the start of that whole saga. And I went straight from that into a wine drinking game, which just, that's why I had sort of 8 hours straight of revelry, as we say, and why I wasn't sure if I would be here today for Podmas. But yeah, Lil, if you're listening, keep looking for the retirement balloons. As my brother-in-law said, he should just invent them because there's clearly a hole in the market.
Well, there's a need for
there's
it.
There's a need for
absolutely.
It. But anyway, that explains sort of everything that happened yesterday. But I'm here. I'm ready for Podmas. And I'll be honest, that's pretty much everything I had planned.
That's good. I like that story. It's good.
Yeah. I know it's not a Stories with Craig level story, but...
No, it's not.
But
I liked it.
We just know we're leaning heavily on Adam for the rest of the show. After
that's
this,
right.
Craig, yeah.
That's
well,
right.
You're lucky that I'm prepared.
You're up after this, mate.
It's easy. It's easy.
Joe and Adam. Joe and Adam.
All right, this is the Podmas.
Mm. Merry Podmas, by the way.
Oh, Merry Podmas. Yeah. Podmas.
Merry Podmas, boys.
Hippopotamus.
Yeah. It's yeah. Great day.
Did you say hippopotamus?
Yeah, well, it sounded like what he was saying.
Merry hippopotamus.
Yeah, there you go. You got it.
I just thought we'd get into the Christmas spirit.
Sure.
By, I don't know, maybe just doing a quiz or like
great.
Like a bit of a pop quiz. So
movie.
I'm terrible.
Oh, it's a bit of a.
You're look, in the right
it's,
place.
It's a bit of a general knowledge kind
sure.
of thing, I guess.
Christmas so, themed.
Yeah, Christmas themed because great. You're both really into Christmas, and I know.
Oh
that.
Yeah.
Are you, Craig?
Yeah, yeah, I love Christmas.
We should do our own pod and get rid of this guy. I don't yeah. know.
We're just no, like, just fade him down.
No, don't, because he knows how to press the button. So we need him.
Great. It's Joe v. Craig. Craig
great.
V. Joe.
Oh, you're going to win already.
Good game, mate.
So first up...
No, you say at the end, don't you? Sorry.
First up, we're going to go Joe.
Great.
I'm
ready.
Look, I won't give too much away about the questions, but just do your best. It's a bit of a mix, as I said, so...
Sure.
We'll get into it. And you have 60 seconds. We've got 10 questions.
Rapid fire.
Oh.
Medium fire.
Nah, oh, slow fire. There's slow a few. Fire. There's a few long-winded ones.
Sniper fire. Gotcha.
We might even just get through the 10 questions. Okay, Joe. Number one.
Yeah.
How tall is a Christmas tree?
Pretty tall.
Yeah, I'll take it. In the 1947 classic Christmas movie Miracle on 34th Street,
yes.
Who plays the role of Doris Walker?
Is it Richard Attenborough?
Where's your buzzer now?
I'll pay it. Here's one. In the Swahili yeah. language, how do you pronounce Christmas tree?
Tree?
Incorrect. who's older, Kris Kringle or St. Nick?
Trick question, both the same.
Yeah, I'll pay that. Oops. In which modern day city was St. Nick born?
It's not Ballarat. I want to lock in Copenhagen.
Nah.
Oh.
Serious, in the 2004 children's Christmas movie The Polar Express,
sure.
Tom Hanks plays the role of 6 characters.
Yep.
We're out of time, but we'll keep going anyway.
I would just say correct. Yeah.
Name them.
He plays the ticket collector. You don't need first and last names, do you?
No.
Yep.
But I'll. Yep.
Ticket
okay.
collector.
Conductor, but yep.
Sure. He also collects stickers. I want to say narrator.
Yep.
Santa.
Yep.
He plays the guy on top of the train. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. I will retract that. One retraction. Come on, be fair. He plays...
You're actually incorrect on that one. Does play the hobo.
Ah, oh, damn it.
Three to go.
He plays the girl.
Wrong.
The boy.
Yeah, he does, actually.
Oh.
Two more.
An elf? There's not that many other characters in this movie.
Right.
He plays...
next question. In the Christmas Carol, the 12 days of Christmas, how many gifts are given?
12.
Incorrect. 364.
Oh, damn.
Where did there arise such a clatter?
In the attic with the bed and batter. I don't know.
Incorrect.
Sure.
This is an easy one.
That was surprising.
What electronic toy did I get from Santa on Christmas Day when I was 8?
By the way, we've been friends for 15 years. I met you when you were 10. So, what electronic toy did you get? You would have got Buzz Lightyear.
No. Number 10.
Oh, I'm not going to give it to us. Okay. Yep, sure.
No, I'll go through them in a sec.
Sure.
Number 10, in the song Six White Boomers, what weather conditions were the six white boomers racing Santa Claus under?
Oh, Craig's got the look
you
of
should
a man
know
who
this.
Knows this.
You should know this.
What weather condition? Sunny with a chance of rain.
We'll give you half.
Sunny?
The blazing hot sun.
Yeah, okay. Well, I had sun. So.
That's the only one I knew.
Yeah.
Quick overview of the answers. Number one, how tall is a Christmas tree? Yeah, I think that was correct.
I
what
think
you
that's
said.
Correct. Very tall.
Number two, who played the role of Doris Walker in Miracle on 34th? Was Maureen O'Hara? Should have known that one.
I had to go with whichever is the only guy I knew from that, and he did the 94 version anyway.
But he did too. In the Swahili language, how do you pronounce Christmas tree? It's Mitwa Christmasi.
And that is why I was too scared to answer that question.
Who's older, Kris Kringle or St. Nick? They're the same age.
Good
well
question.
Done. Sure. Which modern-day city was St. Nick born? Turkey.
Okay. Gotcha.
Now, you got most of these correct. But Tom Hanks plays six characters in the Polar Express.
I got about half.
Hero Boy, Hero Boy's father, Conductor, Hobo, Scrooge Puppet, Santa Claus, and the narrator.
Yeah, okay.
He did pretty well.
He did do pretty well there.
Yeah, I should have got six there.
There's 364 gifts given in the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot per day when you think about it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, but like adding up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I know how it works.
Where did there arise such a clutter? It was on the lawn, actually.
Was it really?
And that is in the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas poem.
Sure. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Is there another one?
Yeah. Number 9?
Yeah.
What electronic toy did I get from Santa on Christmas Day when I was 8? It was a radio DJ console. I thought you would have known that.
Wow.
He's still got it there. Look,
yeah, that's
this is it. Yeah.
Buttons are. He's playing with it now.
That's right.
This is very old.
Yeah.
And in the Six White Boomers, the weather conditions were blazing hot.
Not sunny with a chance of rain. Gotcha.
Not sunny with a chance of rain.
Okay.
Took longer than it should have.
It did. I love
so Craig. So you get like 3 out of 10?
The way that Adam hosts was, imagine Eddie McGuire going, here's a good question.
Make it up on the spot. All right.
3 to beat, Craig. Come at me.
I wouldn't hold my breath. All right, here we go.
Hang on, let me get me little thing going up. Yep. All right, Craig, an evergreen conifer, spruce or pine is a type of what?
Christmas tree.
Ooh, correct.
Oh,
correct. In the Chinese language, what does Sheng Shan Du mean?
Ah, Ni Hao, Christmas tree.
Oh, correct.
Yeah.
About 25 to 30 million of what are usually sold in the US each year?
Make America great. No, it'd be Christmas tree.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Christmas
well done.
Tree, yeah.
Come on.
There's a big what in New York City.
Is Donald Trump in New York at the moment? I was going to say dickhead. No. Oh, Christmas tree.
I'll give you
yes.
two ticks.
You are
Christmas
a piece
tree.
Of dirt is all.
In the classic 1990 Christmas movie Home Alone, when the two antagonists, Harry and Marv, arrive at the McAllister's house to suss it out, they're taken back by what appears to be people singing and dancing inside. The song that Kevin plays in the background is Rocking Around the What?
Christmas tree.
Correct.
What
well done.
Wow.
You're 6 for 6.
I'm doing all right.
Well, unfortunately, he's out of time.
No, we'll keep going.
Christmas tree.
Because you're on a roll. What type of flora does Santa usually leave presents under?
Christmas tree.
Correct.
I'm miming something very unpleasant to add at the moment.
What usually contains about 30,000 bugs or insects?
Okay. Donald Trump's hair. No, Christmas tree.
Correct.
Yes.
An angel or star is usually placed on top of what?
I'll take a stab. Christmas tree.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
Show me your Google history.
For a clean sweep, what type of tree usually smells like a Christmas tree?
Oh, that'd be a Christmas tree.
Yeah,
Adam.
Well done.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
Mate. All I will say is
he's absolutely nailed
now.
That.
No one cares what he's saying.
I'm surprised I haven't been turned down by now.
Absolutely nailed that.
Oh, he turned you off. I'll turn him back on. Yeah, no, put 20 cents in the slot. There you go. Right. There we go.
We have Amy in the studio with us today. Obviously, we couldn't afford a fourth microphone, but she is the original one. I came up with that prank, Craig, and to...
Hey,
were
mate.
You, were you in the know?
These questions are just randomly... No, no, no. I genuinely haven't spoken to him.
He knew. Yeah.
No, I
also love to think that your Google history is just Christmas tree and the first 20 facts that came
Check
up.
It. Yeah. Check it. I dare you.
Now, well done. And I'm ashamed that it took me 5 questions in to actually
realize what's going on.
Poor Amy. She's normally on the receiving end of one of those.
Yeah, we'll start a support group. Well done.
Now
well
she knows
done.
What it's like.
Well done.
I broke.
Oh, yes!
And I lost.
It's Joe and Adam.
Boys, yes. I've been going through a list of Christmas presents.
Yes.
What's presents that I wish either do exist or I wish that they existed?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So I've got one here. I've just been going through. If anyone can buy me one of these, please do.
You create this with yourself in mind.
I do. I have. Yeah. No, well, this is a.
Yeah.
I would
fair
like.
Enough.
I would like a cheese printer. Now, what that is a printer that actually prints onto cheese. Okay. Now.
Oh, so you can do like logos or something?
I actually got sucked in because I was looking at the internet today. I wasn't Googling cheese printer, but sure. Looking at unusual presents.
Yeah.
And there was a box that had cheese printer on it with a picture on it. And I thought, oh, this is awesome. And I was so excited. It was only $27. Turns out it was actually just a box. It was a fake box, a fake package to put another present in. And I'm like, damn.
But
I
if really it was real, to print real cheese.
Yeah, like, I want that. I mean, imagine being able to print a face on cheese and then toast it.
Well, they say that you'd be able to print, I almost turned into talkback radio a bit, but say that you've been able to, you can print whole cows within the next 50 years.
Really?
So if you can do that, you're going to have a cheese.
But you can print an alpaca.
You can print I could print 6 alpacas, Amy.
Oh, look at
Big
that.
Big thumbs up from Amy.
Yes.
There we go. Big thumbs up.
Why would you want to print a whole cow, though? Like, what's the point of that?
Not to eat it. Not to have as a pet.
Couldn't you just print a hamburger?
Yeah, I didn't think about that. But yeah, you could probably
You've used less cow ink on the ink. Another one was actually, these do exist, and I actually like them, and I almost ordered them. Mac and cheese candy canes.
Oh.
It's almost like...
Does anyone eat candy canes? Like,
no,
rarely.
We forgot to get them. Christmas. Yeah, but...
I feel as though that's the equivalent of, like, Twisties or, like, Coke, just trying to push the boundaries and making any flavour possible to get some money.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like...
It's a very American sort of thing. Another one, a present that you buy someone that you don't like is a jigsaw puzzle that actually can't be done.
Missing one piece.
No, well, they're all there, but what happens is you get the pieces and they're on a piece of paper.
Oh,
you peel them all off and you're like, oh, this is going to be the best jigsaw ever. But it is that picture, but they just will not fit together. And eventually they end up in a home for the bewildered.
That's
with their little jigsaw rocking
broken,
in the corner.
Going, oh, we'll finish this.
That's right. Now, I've got one here for our Bogan friends, of which I count myself.
Yeah, I'm in there, brother.
It's a burnout gender reveal kit. So if you're having a baby, you put this bag underneath your tyres of your car and you floor the thing and drop the clutch and it will actually explode with the colour of the gender blue or pink. That's, I thought that was a good one. I thought that'd be all right.
You're getting laughter from Amy, which makes me wonder if she's got that for someone
else. She just enjoys
it. I have a feeling that someone did that in Sydney and it started a fire or something. It just got out of control.
There's been some horrendous gender reveals, like with a balloon, with a little kid that grabbed onto the balloon and then flew up into the sky. There's been some shocking. Now, there's another one here, which is a shirt. Marty McFly, okay? Back to the Future.
Hi, Doc.
It's right here. Marty, whatever happens, don't ever go to 2020.
Oh, that's
which is,
good.
I understand that one.
Yeah.
I totally get that one.
Yeah, I'll be buying
really
that.
Do.
Yeah, we'll be explaining
now,
that one.
One more. I have one more here for you, boys.
Yeah, great.
Is it a well-hung shirt?
No, I have to cross that
no
one
need.
Off the list.
Yeah, no need, Craig. Yeah.
I don't know. I saw these. I saw a kid wearing these the other day, and I've actually decided I want them because I'm fat and old, and I think I should be wheeled around. You know those shoes where kids are they're wearing them and they have wheels built in them?
Oh,
and they walk past, they skate them. Past you with little lights. As if they're so bloody good, these kids. They're like, look at me, I'm on wheels. I'm on casters.
Oh.
That's what I need. I want those for Christmas.
Can you just imagine? I want to make that happen.
Roll around
Craig.
Them in
That'd
the office.
Be great.
If you're going to get a size 12 or 13 Blundstone with a wheel on the bottom, I could make my own. Go to Bunnings, make them on the weekend.
Yeah. Or just chuck a wheelbarrow wheel on it.
Flamboyant? Happy to go flamboyant?
Yeah, whatever.
The more the better. That'd
I don't
be
care.
Great.
That's all right. I wouldn't mind one of those. So I said, I think I should be wheeled around, but when you get to my age,
yeah.
I love those roller skatey type wheels. It's this kid in Westfield the other day. And I'm just there walking along, and she would have been about 7 or 8, and just looked at me like I was a piece of trash because I wasn't on wheels.
Because you didn't have wheels, yeah.
I love Craig's inner monologue when people walk past you. It'd be fantastic.
Like I'm a piece of trash. Oh,
anyway, that's my little Christmas list of things that I would like this
Well,
Christmas.
Hopefully Santa gets them.
Yeah.
Cheese printer. I was very disappointed it isn't a real thing. It really was.
Cheese printer, that's fantastic.
Well, there's an invention in that.
Segment change.
Segment change.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe and Adam. Joe, I've come to discover that I am carrying this pod.
Yeah, you are.
With Craig.
But, you know, I feel like I've earned that after, you know, multiple episodes where you go, hope you've got some. Because I maybe have. The one I love is when Adam would say, I maybe have one thing. You're like, well, I'm about to hit record. You got it or not? Let's go. But you're
do
right.
Do I pull through?
You're right. You do pull through.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because it's mostly us talking at our ass, so we can sort of just pull together the 25 minutes somehow, as you are witnessing right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're doing the heavy lifting.
This is just a quick one.
Sure.
It's the time of the year where I realise, oh, there's like a week till Christmas, I better do some shopping.
Yeah.
Knocked off work the other day, Joe and Craig and Amy.
Sure.
And the listeners.
And listeners.
And
good check.
I thought I'll go to the local department store.
Yeah.
Just do a bit of shopping, get a few things.
Because you're in America.
Pick up a... Yeah. Well, that's what they're called.
Yeah, the shopping centre, sure.
And, yeah, that's literally what it's called, is a shopping centre.
I think we're fine.
Anyway, I picked up a roll of wrapping paper. Just one roll.
Like, so you've gone straight for the wrapping paper before the presents?
Oh, no, like I've got a few bits and pieces, and then this is on the way. It's like, you know, the boxes that are kind of at the end of the aisles, and you just pick
one.
Picked out one of them, so off I go to the self-serve checkout.
Sure.
Boop. Start doing all that. Boop. Would you like to scan your flybys?
Yep. Yeah.
Boop. Oh, you know, do all that.
Yeah, sure.
Get to the wrapping paper.
Hmm.
Boop. Doesn't do anything.
No boop. Yeah.
Boop, boop, you know, just in case it didn't work properly. Yeah. Just boop it a bit quicker.
Yeah.
And then it on the screen, it comes up with item can't be found or something.
Really?
And by that time, it's like, it must be a whole thing with self-serves is if something goes wrong, it flashes and sometimes it makes a noise.
Yeah.
It's like, muh.
The doors come down.
Yeah, it's like, you know, just imagine that scene in Monsters, Inc.
Yeah,
which is rare. I've never heard it make a noise before. Anyway, so the attendant comes over. She's like, what did you do?
Oh.
And I was like...
nothing, that's a problem.
I'm like, this isn't scanning.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, because I love confrontation. Oh. I was very defensive.
You would know this.
No,
he
I said...
hates it, yeah.
I was like, no, this just isn't scanning like me. Well, you know, must be doing it wrong. And I was like...
How many ways are there to do it?
I was like, all right. And she goes, give it to me. So she snatches it off me. Yeah, she was...
You're not reattaching an
arm. She just must have got out of the wrong side of the bed or something. Anyway, boop, she scans it, doesn't do it. She's like, And I'm like, ha!
Did you turn around?
No.
And... Oh, you must be doing it wrong.
No.
Surely.
No, I didn't. But I did say, well, if it's not scanning, it must be free. And I just copped a stare. Anyway, she couldn't figure out how much it was. And she made like 10 calls to like the guy like 10 metres away at the other register, you know, that's too lazy to walk over.
Mr. Kmart.
Does an announcement over the PA, you know, price check it, whatever.
Yeah.
15 minutes later, She gets off the phone.
Is your time worth that amount of money?
I actually needed to be places.
Yeah.
15 minutes later, gets off the phone and goes, "Oh, it's $2.50." So she,
what can she guess?
Took her 15 minutes to type in $2.50 on the register because they can do that.
Oh,
and
God.
No apology.
No.
And she said, there you go. See you later.
Oh, I would have just left a $10 note and said, that'll be enough.
And I was
I'm going home.
It just wasn't in the Christmas spirit. So
no, yeah.
I wasn't
wrapping
very
paper,
happy.
Though? Hmm? Nice wrapping paper, though?
Silver, yeah, so.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Not gold, but.
God.
We got it.
Yeah, well done.
I basically used half of the roll trying to wrap like one box of favourites.
Yeah.
Which is every year is the same thing.
Favourites or Lynx deodorant. I am normally in your boat, but because Amy's here, I have to be honest. Since I met Amy Craig, she's sort of turned me into like almost a functioning human now. So I can sort of, you know, buy presents.
Very impressed.
Yeah, so I can sort of I can buy things on time. So because we do it as a couple now, our Christmas presents, we did our Christmas shopping like a month ago.
Oh, really? Not even in Christmas season.
Well, I pulled the pin on the 12th of November, as you know, so I've been ready to go. But the one thing Ames has done is we had to buy like 10 presents, like for 10 different members of the family or whatever. And she's just left the last one and gone, you can organise that one. And
the
guess which one still hasn't been bought? So every few days, Ames goes, you got it sorted for Catherine and Ollie? And I go, yeah, on it. Just sort of looking around.
Just waiting for it. Yeah,
just waiting for it to arrive. But of course, it's too late to order anything now. So it's going to be a Christmas Eve panic buy. But I'll sort it.
Most of my Christmas shopping has actually been done. And do you know how many things I've bought?
Good.
None. Because what's happening? I'm 52 years old. My mother gives me a call or an SMS. Says, "Oh, look, I'm out and about. I'll buy a present for so and so and so and so." And I'm like, "Yes, thank you." So all I have to do now is make a transfer of money from me to my mum, and basically
great.
She's bought presents for all of my nephews and nieces, my sister, my brother, all of the people in my family. I've not had to do
on behalf of you
a thing.
You've
it's
just
been
described
fantastic.
My relationship with Amy.
It should work fine. There's no problem at all. It's awesome.
Right.
Remote control Christmas. I love it.
There's an invention in that too.
Oh, that's great.
On your favourite podcast platform.
It's Joe and Adam.
Okay, well, this Podmas has been shorter than we anticipated.
It has.
In a good way.
As we always say, quick game's a good game.
Quick game is a good
quick
game.
Quick game is a good game. Craig, it's been a pleasure to
it's
have you on.
It's been so much fun. It really has. It's wonderful seeing the magic happen and just sit back and watch it.
Yeah, you're going to click unsubscribe on yet another podcast tonight.
That's what I meant to ask you. Have you had any more critiques? I see there was one on your...
Oh.
That was incredible, the one I saw not long ago.
I don't think we have.
No.
Yeah, go on. What?
Nothing.
Whatever Adam's thinking of doing, he should definitely.
Do you remember
say
old right. mate's name?
That critiqued us.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it wasn't you, was it, Craig?
No, it wasn't me.
It's going to be a big reveal.
No, it wasn't me. No, it might have been my idea, but it wasn't me.
No, I don't remember. What was his name?
Have you got it?
Yeah, I'm just looking for it now. Keep talking.
Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah.
Do you know something that I don't know.
It may have been me.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
It was actually my idea. And,
what?
And
I did it.
This is what we get up to
if
when
you
we're
can't,
work
there's
together.
There's no cameras on, but Amy's jaw has
it
dropped.
It was genuinely
I
me.
I feel like I'm having a stroke.
We were
is
planning it for like... I'm not even joking.
The abusive review.
Yeah, was us.
People, if you haven't heard it... 6 months?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Like, I don't know. At least six months ago, there was a review left, which I thought was the funniest thing. Yeah, go on.
Oh, yeah. See, the name's changed now. It is me.
Wow.
So I put it under
a fake name.
We were going to toy. I was sitting next door and I said, look, why don't we toy with him a little bit? And we sat there working out how to evil. I was twirling my non-existent moustache
room,
and patting my
like
hairless
cat.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I left this.
I can't believe this.
Then COVID got in the way and we forgot.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, this podcast is terrible. There's absolutely no facts or education from John and Aaron.
Oh, my.
Do these guys even know what they're doing? Absolutely badass. Don't listen.
You wrote that.
Yeah, because I anticipated that you would pick up on it like straight away almost.
Mate, when I was in community radio, I had a bloke call up and say to me, I just want to let you know that was the worst 20 seconds of radio I've heard in my life. So I expected that to be real because I've had it.
No.
That, honestly, yep. All I will say is you are the best actor I've ever met in my life.
Stop it.
You seemed like you were genuinely loving it when we were reading it. Well, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, that's the whole facade though. Like,
that's incredible.
I think it's probably best prank of the year, to be honest.
That's best prank of the year.
I seem nice, but really I'm not. Yeah. That's what it is. No, but look, you must have seen that and gone, like, how can someone say that about us?
Yeah, that's true.
I can't believe that. So that confirms that every review left has been either students I've taught as a substitute teacher or you.
Or your co-host.
I'm honestly in shock. I can't think of anything. That is insane.
Well, you take 5 minutes to do that. I'll be back in a sec because there's something I've forgotten.
So. Oh, my God.
Just keep talking. We're still recording.
Okay. Now, you're big on Christmas, yes?
I'm big on Christmas, Craig.
What do you like? Christmas lights, Christmas trees? Have you got lights up at home?
We've been getting many comments on the Christmas tree. Amy, who... you can't keep the conversation going. Amy, who... Again, I don't know why he didn't give you a mic. I apologise. Amy would be... You were maybe a 1 out of 10 Christmas in terms of hardcore when we started, and I've managed to convert her confidently into a 10. So now our house at the moment...
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, our house is... We've got the big tree, which just fit into our house, I think. I actually was going to bring Christmas hats, but I just heard you were a Christmas man, and I thought you would have one.
Well, no, there's some in my desk. I've even got Christmas glasses out there as well. They're always in my desk.
You know, I just realised we just wasted 2 minutes where we could have just abused Adam, and he wouldn't have found out until he listened
to it in the car.
We could have done it to him. That's right.
We could have. Right, you've got your present.
I've got something to give you.
Right.
As a Podmas gift.
Oh, no. What? What have you done?
It's not a car, by the way.
Can I admit something to you? And I do apologise.
You haven't got me a present.
No.
Have you?
That's the thing I had, and I got so excited, Craig. I thought that he'd forgotten.
You don't have to give out presents. Oh.
Yeah, well, because you've been a good guest on the show.
Oh,
that's not much.
No. Well, now I feel bad. Why are there air holes in the side of your present? Is that the baby alpaca
or
something?
Oh, look what he's done.
So he's got a friend's calendar.
He's got a friend's calendar.
And Craig's got a book about Holdens, because I know he loves Holdens.
Oh.
Adam, I'll give it to Blair.
Friend's calendar. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, well, that's it.
Guys, look at this.
What have you got, Joe?
I'll to listeners. It's a diary with the photo of Dwight Schrute, maybe the greatest character of all time.
Great character.
Looking like Dwight, and it says, dedication, I love working here, and I do not want to leave. Is that right? Oh, that is sweet.
I believe so.
That's awesome.
And he's done more. What has he done? For people listening, this is a pencil that is...
What, 30 centimetres long?
30 centimetres in size. It's massive. It's like a Hagrid sort of size pencil. Oh, my God.
I want to see you put it behind your ear like a butcher.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I know. Oh, here he goes. Socks, beer, and hamburgers, my two favourite things about life, other than you, Amy.
Beer and hamburgers.
And he's got us a box of favourites. Oh.
Adam.
No, that's Adam. Amy's, because Amy's my favourite.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, that's nice.
That.
Look at him improvise.
You're Merry, so Christmassy.
Merry Podmas.
Merry Podmas. Can I just say, before you start your outro, Adam said that he was going to get a present, so he said, let's do presents. I spent the last hour in Geelong looking at books that say... You don't owe that man anything. The book every woman needs to read. Because I thought they were going to be joke presents.
Yeah, well,
so I'm so glad I didn't.
That's what I thought.
It.
But by the time I got to the street, I just couldn't find anything. So
yeah.
I was like, well, you could do with a big pencil because you can't write. So, you know.
That's fair. That's how I passed year 12. They just assumed it was making sense. They couldn't read it.
Thank you very much.
I will get you
enjoy that.
Now.
You will graduate to your pen license next year.
Yeah, next year. I'm looking forward to the big pen that comes next year.
It's actually a massive pencil. I didn't realize how big it was.
It's going on the mantelpiece.
Before we go, it's our last pod for the year.
Yeah.
So I'd put together a little wrap up of the season, I guess. Season 4?
Season 4, I want to say.
Season 4/5.
Season 4. Friends only did 10, so
it's
we're
a lot
coming.
Of you. Yeah, we are.
We're catching.
We're nearly the longest running podcast in history. So, yeah, this goes for 6 minutes, so get comfortable.
Yeah, I am.
Pre-recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's Joe and Adam.
Well, welcome back, Adam. Series, I want to say 4.
It is
2020.
Four. No, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, mate.
It's great to be back.
It's going
to
be a big year for the pod. Yep. Just wanted to, why don't you just tell us all the wonderful, exciting things we've got planned?
Oh, there is heaps. There is absolutely, I can't give much away.
No.
But yeah, there's a fair bit to get through.
Just so people know, I didn't tell Adam I was going to say that. So I just want to see what he'd say.
Thank you for being a friend.
May on the keys.
Travel down the road and back again.
May on vocals.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
You and I and one other mate kept a list. A list of just memorable moments and quotes that we all made during that year.
Yeah.
So it was you, myself, and a third mate, Dan Kelly, who I guess should we just give a quick background for... Jesus. You can turn the mic off, mate, but that burp's going to come through more.
Oh, well, that's why I turned my mic off.
My only thing I'm confused about, and people listening might be the same, of why have we panicked about toilet paper but nothing else? Nothing else!
Oh, no, that's
no one's worried about food, no one's worried about water.
And you and I know.
It's all about how are we going to wipe our bum.
Okay.
Someone said Jason Delew roll the other day.
Give me a smart little pinch on the backside. Then put her chin on my shoulder, lifts my ear, and says, "What would you like for dinner?"
You tell me, sweetheart.
We've settled on Need for Speed. Need for Speed Heat, I think. Right?
It was a good show. Sorry, I'm having the apple.
Come to the end of the show, mate.
Sorry, it's really
it's
hard
so hard, isn't it? And it was that point where we both realised that neither of us were moving. So we've done the classic. Yeah. You walk the same way, and then like you sidestep, but they sidestep in the same direction. So we've gone.
You've made it worse.
I've gone to my right. She's gone to her left, and then I've gone. Sorry. And then I've gone to my left, and she's gone to her right. And we're in a movie
at this point.
Yeah, yeah. We're like, oh, sorry, sorry. And then we eventually got past each other, and that was the day that I will continue to get out of the way for other people. So that's I put my passenger window down. And I've yelled out, "Just get married already!" And they've turned around.
Oh, no!
And it wasn't you guys, it was just some random couple.
Country, definitely our state as well, has been ravaged by bushfires the last month. We're very, very lucky in Australia that we have incredible firefighters.
We're just here to talk about, you know, the people that are putting themselves at risk and their own lives at risk to A, save people, B, save property.
And animals, of course,
and
as well.
And animals as well.
Really, all we can do is say thank you to those who have helped out. Thank you to the fireys. I mean, it's just well known in Australia that those guys are superheroes. So
we are talking about this whole coronavirus or COVID-19. And it's obviously these are times where lots of people could possibly lose their jobs. Some already have. Mm. And it's real dark times for easily the next 6 months. So they think.
We just thought, well, all we can do is we're just a couple of court jesters, really. So the best we can do is keep the podcast going.
Our aim is to at least give people some relief for however long. 100%. So we do hope that we make you laugh. We do talk a bit of rubbish, but that's what it's all about. So stick through and we'll get there in the end. got up from the park bench, looked at officers, and, quote, let go a massive intestinal wind, apparently with full intent. Could you imagine that case in, like, a British court? And did you smell the passing wind?
Rotten egg, Your Honour.
I grew up watching Friends on Stan, yeah. Right? And now that it's gone on Stan, it's just not the same. Yeah, so he wanted me to send a photo of the receipt over to him. That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
If you can organise the photo and send it over, include all the items in the photo separate. Do not put all. Do not send individual photos of each item in the box. Put them all in the one. And this is the good bit. With a written piece of paper in the photo with the word smoked ham.
Just in time for
now, if I ran the joint, I would make it compulsory for people with trolleys to have, like, brake lights or blinkers or something, just to give the people behind them an indication of what they're doing. It'd just make it so much easier.
He got in the car and drove off.
Oh, what a year it has been.
Oh, my God. That was incredible.
And that's just a small snippet of the many shenanigans that happened.
They're all the worst bits. Oh, Merry Podmas. That's it.
Merry Podmas, guys. Thanks for the year.
Craig, thanks for coming on for the final one.
Thank you, mate. I tell you, I'm just riding on your Podmas coattails because I get so excited. Adam comes in and pops his head in the door of my workroom next door and goes, there's a new pod up. I get so excited.
Yeah.
I get back to my car and I just love listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
I'm honoured to be a tiny part of it. It really is. It's great fun.
Stories with Craig is clearly the flagship in this show. So
it's coming back. It's coming back.
No worries about that. Mate, Merry Podmas.
Merry Podmas, mate. See you next year.
Yeah.
I'm already cracking those jokes out. So
Merry Hippopotamus. Thank you.